Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.
Bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. Yep, I'm still sitting here and we are still recording more introductions to Coffee Break Spanish. Now, if you've reached this point, it means that you've really started to learn some real Spanish and you're able to communicate and talk about yourself and talk to other people and find out a little bit about them. So far, we've been looking at phrases which really help you in that first level of communication. Talking about yourself, saying where you're from, where you work, what you like, and so on. And these are really good conversation starters when you want to practice your Spanish that bit more. But we've also been looking at some really ground-level stuff in terms of grammar that you can build on in future lessons. In this lesson, we're going to be testing you a little bit, finding out what you know based on what you've learned so far in the course. So, good luck for the test. Que tengas mucha suerte. I hope you enjoy your lesson. So, in the past 8 weeks, you have learned so much with Coffee Break Spanish. We've covered so many topics, and hopefully you're beginning to feel really confident with a lot of these. Today's program is all about making you more confident, and we'll be using some activities to help you build your confidence that bit more. Before we go on to the activities, we're going to run through some of the topics, and I'm going to test Cara on some of the things that we've been talking about. So I hope, Cara, you remember all this.
Me too. Yo también.
I'm sure you'll remember everything. Okay, to begin with, the first program we covered greetings and really asking people how they are. So how do you say, how are you?
¿Qué tal?
¿Qué tal? Now, Cara, you've got to remember to leave a pause so that all our listeners can answer the questions before you answer them. Okay, how would you say very well?
Muy bien.
Muy bien, muy bien. What about pretty awful?
Fatal.
Fatal. And if I asked you how you're feeling and you wanted to say, okay.
Regular.
Regular, exactly. So, in that first program, we covered asking people how you are and answering the question as well. Then we went on to talk about greetings, and there are different greetings at different times of the day. One of the things that we covered here was the whole issue that with good morning and good afternoon, there's a slightly different word for the good part. Cara, can you explain a bit about that?
Okay, if I remember rightly, we use buenos with días because días is a masculine word. And we use buenas with tarde and noche because they're feminine words.
Exactly. So we say buenos días, but buenas tardes and buenas noches. There were some other greetings that we learned. We learned how to say see you later.
Hasta pronto. Hasta luego.
Hasta luego. Exactly. Hasta luego would be see you later. And you began to say another phrase, which was?
Hasta pronto.
Now, see if our listeners can remember what that means. Hasta pronto. Cara, what does it mean?
See you soon.
See you soon, exactly. Okay, moving on. In our third program, we talked about where are you from? Where are you from? Now, there's two versions of this, like most Spanish questions, an informal and a formal version. Cara, can you remind us what the informal version of where are you from is?
De dónde eres.
De dónde eres. Okay, literally, from where are you? So what would be the formal version of the same question?
¿De dónde es usted?
¿De dónde es usted? Muy bien. We also learned how to say I am from.
Soy de.
Soy de. So to say I'm from Madrid, soy de Madrid. Or to say I'm from Guadalajara, you would say soy de Guadalajara. Now that's I'm from, soy de. You also learned how to say I live in. Cara, can you remember what I live in was?
Vivo en.
Vivo en. So I am from Guadalajara, but I live in Madrid.
Soy de Guadalajara, pero ahora vivo en Madrid.
Muy bien, muy bien. So two things there. First of all, Madrid.
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 And the name of the town. There's a town in Spain called Guadalajara and a town in Mexico called Guadalajara. Guadalajara.
Guadalajara.
Muy bien. Now, as we're going through all these words and phrases that we've covered in various lessons, we're only just covering the tip of the iceberg. There's lots more in each lesson than you can review yourself by going through the lessons yourselves and also using the notes and the extra podcasts that we make available. We continued on with family in lesson 5. And we learned the various words to describe members of your family. So, Cara, I'm going to test you on some of these, and I'm going to say the word, and again, leave some space for the listeners to answer, and hopefully that'll give you some thinking time too. So, here's the first one. Brother.
Hermano.
Hermano. Remember the silent H.
Hermano.
Hermano. Muy bien. Number 2. Daughter.
Hija.
Hija. Excellent. And there's a silent H in there at the beginning. Hija. Number 3, mother.
Madre.
Good. Number 4, son.
Hijo.
Hijo. Excellent. Hijo. Number 5, husband.
Marido.
Marido. And number 6, sister.
Hermana.
Hermana, muy bien. Now, a few listeners wrote to us about the words esposo and esposa. Esposo and esposa are used for husband and wife, coming from the same root as the English word spouse. And these are used in certain parts of the Spanish-speaking world, so it's good to recognise them and indeed to know them to use. So, marido or esposo and mujer or esposa. When we were talking about family, we also learned to say I have. Cara, what's I have?
Tengo.
Tengo. Okay, so I have tengo, and you have in the informal?
Tienes.
Tienes. Muy bien. So, tengo un hermano means I have a brother. How would you say in the informal version, do you have a brother?
Tienes un hermano.
Tienes un hermano. Muy bien. We learned the numbers, and I'm going to bring someone back into the studio here to help you with your numbers. Here's Matthew to read the numbers from 1 to 10, and after that we'll go through them all together.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez.
Gracias, Matthew. Let's repeat them all together. I'll say them first. All the listeners should say them, and then, Cara, you can say them afterwards. Uno.
Uno.
Dos.
Dos.
Tres.
Tres.
Cuatro.
Cuatro.
Cinco.
Cinco.
Seis.
Seis.
Siete.
Siete.
Ocho.
Ocho.
Nueve.
Nueve.
Diez.
Diez.
Okay, and just one other thing about numbers, and that is that some of our listeners who are concentrating on Latin American Spanish will want to repeat this time. Uno.
Uno.
Dos.
Dos.
Tres.
Tres.
Cuatro.
Cuatro.
Cinco.
Cinco.
Seis.
Seis.
Siete.
Siete.
Ocho.
Ocho.
Nueve.
Nueve.
Diez.
Diez.
Okay, just the Latin American version of the numbers. We'll be covering larger numbers very soon after Christmas. We went on to talk about jobs. We've already learned the word I am.
Soy.
Soy, and you can add some jobs to this. So how would you say, I am a teacher, Cara?
Soy profesora.
That's right. You would say soy profesora. I would say soy profesor, because lots of the jobs have different versions for the masculine and feminine words. What about I am a student?
Soy estudiante.
Soy estudiante. Now, there's one very important thing about talking about professions. Cara, can you remember what it is?
It's the same as French. You don't put the word for a before the word for the job.
Okay, so can you give us an example of the wrong version?
Soy una estudiante.
Exactly. You would never say soy una profesora, soy una estudiante. You would just say soy profesora, soy estudiante. Muy bien. When we spoke about jobs, we also learned the word for I work. I work is?
Trabajo.
Trabajo. Trabajo en una tienda, for example.
I work in a shop.
I work in a shop. Trabajo en una tienda. And we finished off talking about jobs by saying whether we liked our jobs or not. So how do you say, I like my job, Cara?
Me gusta mi trabajo.
Me gusta mi trabajo. Me gusta mi trabajo. How would you say, I don't like my job?
No me gusta mi trabajo.
No me gusta mi trabajo. Muy bien. We learned in lesson 8 all about pastimes and hobbies. So we learned how to say, I like to eat, for example.
Me gusta comer.
Me gusta comer. And I like to sing.
Me gusta cantar.
Me gusta cantar. Perfecto. We also learned how to say, I love doing something.
Me encanta.
Me encanta. Literally, something enchants me. Me encanta bailar, por ejemplo. Por ejemplo means for example. Should have said that before. How do you say, I love to learn Spanish? Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson.
Me encanta aprender español.
Me encanta aprender español. Okay, it's time for some dialogues to see exactly how much you've learned in all these 8 lessons of Spanish with Coffee Break Spanish so far. In this dialogue, there are 3 people. I am going to be playing someone called Juan.
I'm going to be playing someone called Eva.
And Matthew's here, and he's going to be playing someone called Miguel. So we'd like you to listen carefully to this conversation. See if you can understand it all. There might be one or two things that are a little bit challenging. And afterwards, we're going to ask you a couple of questions. Here goes.
Hola, buenos días. ¿Qué tal?
Hola, muy bien. ¿Y tú qué tal?
Yo, fenomenal. Yo soy Eva. ¿Cómo te llamas?
Me llamo Juan. Este es mi hijo.
Hola, me llamo Miguel.
Hola, Miguel. ¿Qué tal?
Muy bien, gracias.
¿Tienes hijos?
Sí, tengo una hija. Se llama Gabriela.
¿Y eres de aquí?
No, soy de Francia. Vivo con mi marido en París.
Miguel y yo somos de Mallorca, de Alcudia.
Pues me tengo que ir. Hasta otra.
Sí, hasta otra.
Adiós.
Okay, so how did you find that? If you want, you can rewind your iPod or your MP3 player and listen to it again. But we're going to ask you some questions now about the conversation. First of all, we heard about Juan, who met Eva, and Juan's son was Miguel. Can you remember how many children Eva had? Cara, can you remind us what Eva said?
She said, "Sí, tengo una hija. Se llama Gabriela."
Una hija, one daughter called Gabriela. Now, Juan asked Eva, "Eres de aquí? Are you from here?" Can you remember what she said? Where is she from? Cara, what did she say?
"No, soy de Francia. Vivo con mi marido en París."
So she says, "Soy de Francia. I'm from France." And where does she live?
In Paris, with her husband.
In Paris, with her husband, exactly.
Now, Juan and Miguel aren't from Paris. Mark, where were they from?
Okay, so Juan said, "Miguel y yo somos de Mallorca, de Alcudia." So they're from Alcudia, which is in Mallorca. Eva said at the end, "Me tengo que ir." This is a new phrase. You've probably not come across this before. It means I have to go. Me tengo que ir. I have to go.
Me tengo que ir.
Me tengo que ir. Perfecto. Now we're going to go and try another conversation here. And this time it's going to test some of the language covered in lessons 5, 6, 7 and 8 of Coffee Break Spanish. And I should say that we're doing some role play here. Somos estudiantes. We're both students and we're both in the town of Tarragona in eastern Spain. Hola, buenos días. ¿Qué tal?
Hola, todo bien. Gracias.
¿Cómo te llamas?
Me llamo María. Soy de Italia, de Verona.
¿Pero hablas español?
Sí, hablo un poco de español.
Yo soy Carlos. Vivo aquí en Tarragona, pero soy de Barcelona.
¿Tienes hermanos?
Sí, tengo un hermano y una hermana. Mi hermano se llama César y mi hermana se llama Isabel. ¿Tienes hermanos tú?
Sí, dos hermanas, Carla y Luisa.
¿Trabajas o estudias?
Bueno, estudio en la Universidad de Tarragona, pero también trabajo en un restaurante.
Muy bien, yo estudio en Barcelona y trabajo en una tienda de música.
¿Te gusta la música?
Sí, me gusta mucho. Me gusta cantar.
A mí también me gusta cantar, pero no canto muy bien.
Bueno, hasta pronto, espero.
Sí, quizás.
Muy bien, otra conversación, another conversation there, and hopefully you've understood quite a bit of that as well. It was certainly more challenging than the last one, and we're going to go through it again in a similar way. There were also a couple of new phrases in there, phrases that we'll be covering in future lessons. So, first of all, Maria's not from Spain. Where's she from? Cara, can you read out what Maria said there?
Soy de Italia, de Verona.
So she's from Verona in Italy. Now, Carlos said to her, "Pero hablas español." What do you think that means, Cara?
But you speak Spanish.
Yeah, but you speak Spanish. So hablas español. Hablas español can also be a question. Hablas español. Do you speak Spanish?
Hablas español.
Hablas español. And María replied, "Sí, hablo un poco de español."
I speak a little Spanish?
Yeah, I speak a little Spanish. Hablo un poco de español.
Hablo un poco de español.
Muy bien. So, Carlos says, "Vivo aquí en Tarragona, pero soy de Barcelona."
I live here in Tarragona, but I'm from Barcelona.
Exactly. And then Maria asked Carlos if he had any brothers or sisters. And can you remember what Carlos said? I'll repeat it again. Sí, tengo un hermano y una hermana. Mi hermano se llama César y mi hermana se llama Isabel. Cara, can you tell us what the answer was then?
He had one brother and one sister. His brother was called César and his sister was called Isabel.
Muy bien. And did María have any brothers or sisters? What did she say?
Sí, dos hermanas, Carla y Luisa.
So she, of course, had two sisters, Carla and Luisa. Now, Carlos asked her, ¿Trabajas o estudias? A very common question in Spanish. ¿Trabajas o estudias? Do you work or do you study? And she replied,
Estudio en la Universidad de Tarragona, pero también trabajo en un restaurante.
So she studies, estudio, in the University of Tarragona, but she also works
in a restaurant.
En un restaurante. Muy bien. Now, does Carlos work or does he study?
He studies in Barcelona, but he also works in a music shop.
Exactly. He said, trabajo en una tienda de música. What else did he say about music? He said, me gusta mucho, me gusta cantar.
He likes music a lot and he likes to sing.
Mm-hmm. And what about María? Does she like to sing? She said,
A mí también me gusta cantar, pero no canto muy bien.
Now, we've not done no canto muy bien, but I'm sure you can work out what it means. No canto muy bien.
I don't sing very well.
I don't sing very well. No canto muy bien. She does like music. A mí también me gusta cantar. She likes singing, pero no canto muy bien, but she doesn't sing very well. And Carlos finished off by saying, hasta pronto, espero. Espero means I hope. And María said, sí, quizás. Quizás.
Maybe.
Maybe, or indeed, perhaps, a very famous song. Quizás, quizás, quizás.
Mark, ¿te gusta cantar?
Sí, me gusta mucho cantar, pero no canto muy bien. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee. So we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com. That's pactcoffee.com. And enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.